part of what sociology and psychology say is it's an interaction. There's a person and an environment, and the way they interact is what causes behavior. So part of that environment is the people around them. Part of them is the social times and the culture. That's always been an interest of mine, is not is a person and how they interact with stuff that's going on around them. The other thing is, I've been asked, do you think being a psychologist has helped you be a better writer? My guess is yes, because I understand certain things. But I also think that being a reader has made me a better psychologist. It was reading that first let me see the world through different eyes, and that kind of a showman type perspective of the world. So I think reading has informed this part of me professionally just as much as, you know, psychology and social. But again, the other thing with psychology and social, what they do is, I'm interested in culture. Part of what I also wanted to do, like a little subversive intention of mine in this book, was I wanted the general American public to confront assumptions that we have about Asia and Japan, and to see what our cultural assumptions are, see what theirs are, see kind of the yin-yang of them, see how they, in some ways they seem contradictory, but they're actually just the same phenomena expressed in different ways. So there's quite a bit of little, you know, I use Hanae as a vehicle because she's an American girl, which, you know, that's kind of paradoxical, and I'm pleased. She's the American in the story is Hanae. Well, in America, she'll never be seen as an American girl. So she's the one who's constantly seeing Japan through the American perspective, but that also shows what the American perspective is, too, as well as what the Japanese perspective is. So, yeah, I'm always kind of interested in illuminating, so what are American assumptions, and how do they help us in the world, and how do they hinder us?